People are very worried everywhere about the concept and prospect of global warming and the fact that by burning fossil fuels, we're churning out something like 30 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide every single year. And whether or not you think that does make a difference to the Earth's climate, dealing with that problem, i.e. preventing that release of CO2 into the atmosphere, can't be a bad thing. But how do we do it? Trying to scavenge CO2, in other words, remove CO2 from the effluent, the flue gases of power plants, is not trivial, and nor is it expensive when you think that a big power station can pump out something like 3,000 tonnes of CO2 just in an afternoon. Well, what about borrowing from nature? Because CO2 levels on the scale of the Earth have changed over tectonic timescales every few million years, and that's because of plate tectonics. In other words, when the tectonics plates of the Earth move around, they can push up mountains. And what happens is that this displays to the atmosphere various minerals that are in those rocks, and those minerals react with CO2, and they remove CO2 from the atmosphere and turn it into rock. Well, can we do the same stunt? Well, Peter Kellerman, who is a researcher at Columbia University in America, says yes, and he's got a paper in this week's edition of the journal PNAS, and in this he sets out a strategy whereby we could do this. His approach is to say, let's focus on the mineral olivine. This is a mineral of magnesium. It's a magnesium silicate. It's one of the most abundant chemicals in the Earth's mantle, which is normally quite deep down on Earth, but obviously where there are mountains, it comes close to the surface. And if you were to pipe CO2 into the olivine, it would react with the magnesium silicate to produce magnesite, which is magnesium carbonate, a solid, and it would also produce some silica, SiO2, sand, to you and I. Now, this process means that you would have to pump the CO2 in slightly warm at about 30 degrees C, but the reaction that happens is very exothermic. It gives out heat, so very quickly it would start to fuel itself. It would run itself. The reaction would heat up to about 185 degrees, and this would make the reaction happen very vigorously. And the result would be, he says, that for every 1 kilometre cubed of rock that you involved in this reaction, you could remove from the atmosphere something like 4 billion tonnes of CO2. So that's more than 10% of what we produce every single year. Are there any negative effects? Well, possibly. I asked him this, and Peter told me that one possibility is that you could get swelling of the rock, because obviously the solids take up more space, and this could lead to local land deformation and swelling. In other words, you could get miniature earthquakes and seismic effects, but they would be on the small scale. Where are all these deposits of rock? Are they readily available? Yes, they are, he says, and some of the biggest places, ironically, where they're found most, are in the Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Balkans, so lots of places where we're already getting fossil fuels that are responsible for the problem in the first place. So isn't it ironic that the place with the solution is also the place making the problem in the first place?
It sounds fantastic. I mean, is there really enough olivine out there to deal with the carbon dioxide we're putting out now and in years to come and in years to come into the future? Is there really enough of it? If you're saying it's 4 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide per cubic kilometre. A cubic kilometre is quite a lot, isn't it?
But we've got quite a big planet. The radius of the Earth is about 6,000 kilometres, so if you work out the volume of the Earth, and the mantle is a huge amount of that, and this is the most abundant chemical on Earth, this is very eminently feasible. And Richard Branson has given a prize to, or offered a prize to the first person who can sequester, lock away, a billion tonnes of CO2. This would certainly be in that ballpark. And although I asked Peter Kellerman if he's going to write to Richard Branson and ask if he can submit this, and he said, I think he wants to hear something a little bit more concrete than just a paper in PNAS. But at the same time, the strategy probably will work.
Perhaps one day, soon, someone will give it a go.